Hey, Chris Johnson here. I got a question for you. It's a holiday-themed question. It has to do with holiday parties, office holiday parties. Have you ever gone, or are you one of these motherfuckers who gets really jacked up about the office Christmas party? At my new job, they were going to have a Christmas party. Now, before I go any further, all this shit was canceled because of COVID, so this is fucking moot. But they were going to have an office Christmas party for fucking everybody, and then, like, my team was going to have, like, their own, like, separate Christmas party. When the office Christmas party was announced, people were fucking jacked up. They were super excited. I know this because we're on like a fucking Zoom call or a WebEx call. I don't know, Google Meets, whatever the fuck we're using. We used like multiple things. And I'm looking at people with their cameras on and they're like, you know, pumping their fists and shit like they're at a goddamn sporting event. Like, what the fuck? Like, I'm not used to this type of reaction. Like, usually it's like, hey, the office is getting together. Chris Johnson, we'd like you to come. Get the fuck out of here. I'm not coming. Like, my old job, I never went to fucking any Christmas or holiday festivities at the old job. Unless they happened during the shift and you were going to remove me from my job to go to this, that's the only time I'd fucking take part. I was at the radio station for 10 and a half years. Never once went to the fucking Christmas party. They fucking had one. I know they had it. And sometimes they would tell me, they'd be like, Christmas party tonight at 7 o'clock. But I'm not fucking coming. I work 5 in the morning to noon. Why the fuck am I going to come back here to hang out with a bunch of assholes that I don't want to talk to? Like, the ones that I see every day, I'm going to fucking talk to tomorrow. All these other pricks? Like, hey, do you want to hang out with this dickhead in sales? Fuck no, I don't want to hang out with some motherfucker in sales. I fucking hate the salespeople. The salespeople in radio are sexist shit. They're these slimy, smarmy fucking pricks for the most part who don't know how radio works at all. They have no fucking clue. Like, they fucking sell advertising in radio, but they don't have the basic concept of how, like, actual radio works, like how to put on a show and, like, where these commercials are and shit. So, no, I don't want to hang out with these fucking dicks. My thought process always is when I'm at the office. I see people at the office. The ones I like at the office, I talk to anyway. And if I like them, I'll probably talk to them outside of work and maybe even hang out with them outside of work. Why the fuck would I want to go to the fucking office environment to hang out with these people? We got to be a little more subdued, all that shit. And plus two, and like at the radio station was like a client party. Like these fucking people who would buy commercial time on our station would go hang out. I don't want to meet these motherfuckers. Hobnob with a bunch of suits. Fuck off. So I never went to that. I did one time when I was working at the gas station. They had like a fucking holiday type party. I went to that because there was only like 6 of us and I liked all of them. I don't even remember what the fuck we did. I think we went to like a bar or something, which sucks, but whatever, dude. They wanted to go to the fucking bar. I went to the fucking bar. But back to my current job, everybody was super jacked up. And we had this meeting about like the big Christmas party before, like, we were talking about like the small team Christmas party. If I'm being honest, I don't want to go to the small team Christmas party either. And I know there are people at the new job who have listened to this podcast. It's nothing against you. I like all you guys, to be perfectly honest. But like, I don't know, dude. I just want to go to a fucking Christmas party at somebody's house. You go to a fucking stranger's house. I'm not really a stranger, but somebody works with house. Like, I don't know the fucking setup. I don't know where the bathroom is. I don't know how long I'm supposed to fucking be there. I've never like talked to you guys for an extended period of time about anything outside of fucking insurance. So I don't know how that's going to work. It's a lot on my fucking mind here. But I was willing to go to that. I told them I would go to that. I don't want to be that fucking sourpuss dick that fucking never shows up to anything. I mean, I think secretly I want that, but like, I gotta work with these people. We need a good working relationship. So like, I figured like, I gotta go to some shit. I've already blown them off a couple times before. But I was doing other shit. It wasn't like I was just sitting on my couch scratching my balls. I was actually doing something. But they were like, okay, listen, we're gonna have our party after the holiday party. And they're planning all this shit out. And I finally was just like, listen, you just tell me where our thing is and I'll fucking be there. Cause I'm not going to this fucking holiday thing. And like, you'd have thought that like I just whipped my dick out on camera and started banging it against the fucking computer monitor. Just like stunned fucking silence. And they're like, what do you mean? You're not going to the holiday Christmas party? I was like, fuck no, I'm not going to that. I was like, I have no interest in going to that. They're like, yeah, but it's a 3-hour open bar. I could give a fuck less about that shit. That is like the last thing that's going to get me to a place. Hey, I know you don't drink that much, Chris Johnson, or hardly at all. I barely fucking drink at all. But like, what if I told you you could hang out with people you don't know while they're fucking hammered? Christ almighty, I don't want to hang out with people sober. The more fucked up they get, especially if you don't know them, the more I fucking hate them. If you know somebody's getting all fucked up, like it's one thing. Some fucker I don't even know, like I don't know their personality anyway. So like, if I just see them stumbling around and fucking being loud and shit, I'm just getting more fucking pissed. They're like, well, why don't you want to go? Like, I was like, listen, I don't know any of these people. I have zero desire to go hang out with a bunch of strangers. And I gotta be honest with you, I don't have a problem with anybody at my new job. Not at all. I've not even had a negative experience with anybody there. Anybody that I've interacted with professionally, that I've had to talk to in a training environment, it's been fucking perfect. Like, I have no issues. Like at the radio station, I fucking hated people. At my other job, I hated that job and I fucking hated like everybody in the goddamn building. I do not feel like that here. I like these people. I enjoy working with them. I don't want to hang out with them at a fucking Christmas party though, because they're still fucking strangers. Especially if there's going to be like fucking 70 of them there. That's a lot of shit that's going to be bombarding my senses. You know what I'm saying? I don't have the energy for that. And I don't want to get to know anybody ever. I feel like I'm a fucking complete enigma to these people. I feel like I'm like that to like most people. Like they've never seen anything quite like this. They don't really know how to react to it. Who is this fucking guy? Is he serious? Oh, he's serious. Hey man, I got my fucking code. You know what I mean? I got whatever the fuck is going on in my head. I know what I can fucking handle and I know what I want to fucking do. And I just don't give a shit, you know? Anyway, this is the last podcast of 2021. I love you guys. I think I said that last time. You're getting a double dose of I love you from Chris Johnson. I'm being more affectionate with you. But I'll be back on January 2nd. Which is a Sunday, because I'm coming to you Sundays and Wednesdays. That's a new podcast episodes come out. Podbean's the host. Every fucking episode's there. Also on Apple Podcasts, the Google Podcasts, and Spotify, iHeartRadio. Anywhere else you want to fucking get it. Twitter @JohnsonHateYou. I'm on Instagram @maybe5minutes, and I'll be right in my Facebook timeline for you.